Hello, everyone. We are over the hump. We're down the other side of the slope. It's episode 101. I'm going to have to start taking my socks off to count these as well now. I'm delighted to be joined by Alex, Mariana, and Phil. Hello.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi there.
And we're on to New Orleans, as someone once said, almost paraphrasing. So we don't care about the Eagles anymore. We're looking forward to rolling into New Orleans and seeing what we can make happen. Mariana, maybe if we start with you, this isn't the New Orleans we've been used to facing in years. They're a successful coach has gone somewhere else.
Yeah, and not had great success there either, I believe. yeah, this will be a different team that we've faced for a few years. Although it was looking like we might face Derek Carr, but I think he's possibly injured, so we might be back to a familiar face in Jameis Winston again.
I need to. Oh. We'll find out. Yeah, Alex. I mean, that would be, if, you know, a bit like inducting Rondé into the Hall of Fame against the Eagles, and then Saints Bucks happens to be Jameis Winston. Karma's kind of got a sense of humor, haven't they?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, it's if Jameis is playing, you know, I haven't got anything against him. You know, he's a great bloke, you know, did a lot for the organization when he was here. But, you know, you see Jameis and he sort of lip a bit, because you know that if he is, that generally teams throw it a lot when he's in under center. So, you know, defense could be looking to have quite a good game maybe if he is in. So, could be a fun one to watch.
Brilliant. And Phil, obviously, we'll come to talk about the game. But overall, I mean, we're very early on in the season still. But if I were a betting person, which I'm not, gamble aware, kids, but just make sure that kind of it feels like the Saints and the Bucks might be emerging as the front runners, perhaps, in this division. Is this game, how important are the ramifications of this game?
I think this is extremely important. I think at the beginning of the season, we'd all got our head in our hands thinking this is not going to go well. And it's all gone far better than we ever thought. I heard what the lad said for episode 100 about the Eagles. And I think we went toe to toe with them. I think that they were a better performance first half than they're given credit for. And I think this one's going to be a big one. Just as let's just
Oh.
see how far this game against the Saints, how far have we come? You know, because I mean, it's the young rookies. I just think, actually, over the last 2 years, the number of ones that are starting and making a difference is phenomenal. You know.
I really like that. This would be how far we've come, because kind of, I guess the early games, maybe people expect us to beat the Bears, people expect us to lose to the Eagles. First game of the season, toss of the coin, maybe. Alex, let's come on and talk about different sides of the ball then. So for the Bucks on offense, clearly last week was something that we want to move on from. Kind of, what are the keys on offense for you?
I mean, rather interestingly, my keys and off my or oh, key on offense is actually Mike Evans, and that's not just because I'm wearing his jersey right now. It's because there's a very interesting battle which I think we kind of got used to seeing over the last few years, which is between Evans and I want to say it's Lattimore, if my memory
Yeah,
serves
yeah,
me
yeah.
correct. They clearly don't like each other on the field. And they're always trying to wind each other up. And we normally do see a little bit of coming together, shall we say. That battle, I think, is going to be really important. Which player can get the upper hand? You know, is Evans going to get into Lattimore's head? Is it going to be the other way around? Are we going to see the Evans that we saw last week, which we've already discussed that in episode 100, so won't go into that anymore. But, you know, Evans will, I think he'll want to put that one behind him very quickly. So that's a big key for me. See that battle. I'm going to enjoy watching that
Yeah,
one.
that's a really good one. Mariana, your key on offense for the Bucks?
I think we need to change it up on that run game. I really do. I think we need to potentially look at maybe trying the young lad Tucker, or I don't know that Rashad White's playing the way that he did last year, but we need to get a run game going.
That's really interesting. So, I mean, I guess we'll come on to magic wands and things, but kind of obviously the run game is a combination of the running back and the offensive line. So I guess you're keying on the running back as distinct from the line. Do you think that, therefore, it's more about the backs upping their game?
I personally, at the moment, I do think there's an element of that. I don't think the line's playing awful. I think, like, against the Eagles, we were playing against a much higher level sort of defensive line, but they've given Baker Mayfield enough time that he's not had to, like, rush every every play, like when last year when Brady was having to almost hurry up every snap. Baker has had some time to find plays, and he has had time to, and he can get out of the pocket. So personally, I'm putting it on the back. I think, I don't know if Rashad is just not making the right decisions, or what's happening, if he's just not right in the, you know, he's just not making some of the runs that he made last year. And I've seen some better stuff out of that it's Tucker, isn't it? When he comes on, he's had a couple of nice little runs instead. So
he's a change of pace back, and you know, it's bad if we ever see Keyshawn Vaughan dressed up for the game. So we'll see where we get to. Phil, your key for offense.
Well, again, it's the running game again. Rashad White didn't do too bad in the first 2 weeks, but against the Eagles, and let's just don't forget, we are talking about the NFC champions who nearly won the Super Bowl here. And they've got tremendous, tremendous defense and tremendous defensive line. But I just felt that we need to show a bit more variation in the run game. But it's because this, I said earlier on, how far have we come? Let's see how far, if the running game can actually reboot and start again. I think it's quite a crucial game in so many areas on offense. Baker Mayfield, to me, is still looking like the comeback player of the season so far. And I will just have to see how they go, because they have got quite a good front defense, to be quite honest. It's going to be an interesting game on Sunday. Very interesting game.
That's really true. I think my key to the game would be exactly as you say, Baker Mayfield. And the key to him is just to keep doing the same. Don't let the interception get you down. Just, we're not expecting you to win the game. Just keep doing great stuff. And I think that's good things will happen.
One thing about Baker Mayfield that I didn't realise is how a tough cookie he is, though. He doesn't, you know, he's ducking challenges. He's running for his life. But he just keeps going, you know. He's got, you know, it's his make or break season. And he's really going for it.
The spirit of Fitzmagic lives on through Baker Mayfield, clearly.
But at the same time, we don't want to see him, like, get injured or something through doing that. So sometimes it's better to take the sack than to try and get out of it. Or,
oh, gosh. I'm finding something wooden to touch. But we all thought
if he does it, it's Trask time. It's okay. Carl Trask will step up.
Some people thought we'd be seeing Carl Trask, but perhaps for a different reason. Let's find out. Alex, we'll stick with you. We'll flip to the other side of the ball for the defense then. We had a discussion in episode 100 about how aggressive you should be against various teams. How aggressive should the defense be going in against the Saints?
Oh, we've got to go for it. If Jameis is under center, you have to go for it. You know, thinking back to when he was our quarterback, he panics when the pressure comes through the offensive line. So he can scramble, but we know he didn't go through his reads. So I think we need to be really aggressive. We need to try and get to Jameis as much as we can. Try and show again variation. Maybe show some fake blitzes and that sort of thing. You know, really try and get Jameis thinking. If we can get him panicking, and we got some players on the team who were with Jameis when he was there. So hopefully that their information will be really valuable coming up to Sunday. But I think we've got to go and hammering hard if he's under center.
I think it's a really interesting point, the combination of the aggressiveness, but also the tactics. I think, like, things like rotating the coverage, you're right. Showing one look, changing to another. Yeah, it's going to be a real, I think, real cat and mouse sort of game. Mariana, for you?
I think we've got to remember that there's going to be a big key player that's coming back in for them. So we talked about the run game for us, but Kamara's back this week. So and that's going to potentially be a little bit different. Now, I know he's been out for four games. He's going to come back in probably with a bit of a chip on his shoulder and a point to prove. And so stopping Kamara as we know in previous years, is not necessarily an easy task. You think you can stop him inside, he'll go to the outside. He can catch as well out the backfield. So he makes it a different team from the team that's played the last three games as well.
True. They've actually had Taysom Hill lining up as a tailback, haven't they? And they've been, you know, handing him the ball off. So, yeah, I think it's going to be really interesting. And I think, again, coming back to what Alex was saying then about the level of aggression, if you're super aggressive, that's when Kamara will kill you on the draw or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, if I can just go on that as well, Kieran, I get what you say completely there. Now, I think on the flip side, I could say if we are super aggressive and we're showing those blitzes and we are calling those blitzes, fingers crossed, not guarantees, if we can get that get the line of scrimmage, you know, full of our players, hopefully we know what Kamara's like. Yes, he's good at dancing around. He's good at finding those gaps. He can get through them. But fingers crossed, maybe we could get enough players on that line that we do really limit Kamara. And maybe, I'm clutching at straws a bit here, but the fact he's not been playing for 4 weeks, a little bit behind, might not quite be up to speed, maybe that might play into advantage. As Marianne said, maybe he's got a chip on his shoulder. Hey, he could go and get 200 yards or something. We'll find out.
We'll see. I think, and if that's the game, if we're going to try and crash the middle, then that puts more pressure on the outside linebackers, the JTS, the Shaq, Diaby. They're all going to need to make sure they've got contain. Otherwise, it'll scoot around somewhere. Phil, I know you're a big Kamara fan. What are the keys for the D for you?
Yeah, I've got written down here before we came on. He's got to stop Kamara, because especially if Jameis is at quarterback, they use Kamara quite a lot. But also, the other key thing to me on the defense is I'm a bit concerned about the way we're getting banged up again on the secondary again. Mm. You know, Carlton Davis is out. Jamal Dean didn't look very good on Saturday, but we've got my new hero, Izzian, and Winfield's playing out of his skin. So it's going to be interesting because, you know, if he does throw it, I think, you know, you've got Thomas who really hasn't, he's done all right, but he's not sort of back to his normal self. But it is going to be a very, very interesting. But I think the secondary is quite a key thing for this game.
Okay.
Yeah, Thomas seems to have taken a step backwards, but they've got Olave now, who's kind of now taken over that number one receiving spot. So they've still got two very good outside receivers. And I think it's Shahid who's playing as kind of the number three, sort of mainly. He's proving interesting. Not that I've been following the fantasy or anything, but he's been proving quite interesting because he's been quietly getting points, and he's kind of, again, another sort of almost change of pace sort of receiver. He can be quite shifty and find space in the middle. So I think we need to not necessarily focus on Thomas, but more on Olave, because he seems to be getting the yards this year.
So that brings us on to our magic wand moment, where you can wave your magic wand and affect one small aspect of the game. Marianna, is that going to be, are you going to hit Olave over the head with your wand or?
No, I think actually I'm going to wave my magic wand on the run game. I think I want us to just get the run game going for us. So that's definitely my magic wand moment.
Okay, so your wand is going to be opening gaps. That's good in the offensive line. Alex?
Yes, I mean, I was going to say about the running game, but as Marianne's covered that, another thing I've written down in my notes, and it links to what we said ago about Olave and Thomas, is, Olave has really shown what he can do, and he is, but what we don't want to do is get too complacent. So while, you know, we know he's still capable of a good play, of getting a touchdown. We just need to make sure that we get that balance, and that we're not focusing too much on one receiver, that we then leave another receiver open. It's like that 1-2 punch we have with Godwin and Evans. You know, I genuinely think that the Saints have got that with Olave and Thomas, particularly if Thomas can get back to the level that he is more than capable at. So for my magic wand, no complaints.
Okay, and Phil, the last one waving of the day.
I think it's, I just want I just hope that all the young players, the young rookies we've signed over the last 2 years, don't get too oppressed by that atmosphere in New Orleans Stadium. They can step up and do what they've done in the previous weeks. Because I'll be quite honest, when we had the pre-season podcast, I was a little, oh dear, dear, dear. But afterwards, I've been really, really pleased with what I've seen so far. I just wanted to carry on. And the other thing I would like, I mean, this is just three or four magic wands in, is if there's any money left in the pot, can Jonathan Taylor please come to camp, please?
Or if there's not enough money for Mikey, I'm not
I did say it was three or four magic wands waving around, didn't I?
Well, my magic wand, I'm taking my wand, I'm putting my wand back on the plane to the UK, I'm flying my wand up to Edinburgh. Because Edinburgh is going to be the venue for the first of our three Bucks UK watch parties this year. So my magic wand is that I come back alive from Edinburgh. Because Graham Reed has said he's going to take me under his wing, so I'm very, very scared. If I try and keep up with him, I might need to be an Edinburgh general at some point. So.
Going to say, Alex, can you make sure you're free next week, because you'll be doing hosting definitely.
I'll be there. I'm good.
Okay. We'll be live from Edinburgh A&E department next week. We look forward to hosting you. So yeah, if you haven't yet got your tickets for any of our three watch parties, head over to the forum, check your member emails. All the details are there for your Brentbite ticket links. So that then, we'll see what happens. But the last thing then, of course, is score predictions. Phil, we're going reverse order with you. When we're looking, when the clock ticks zero, what's going to be on the scoreboard?
I think we'll win 28-17.
Oh, a nice confident result. Alex?
I'll confess, I actually completely forgot Kamara was coming back this week, which is why I hadn't mentioned him too much. I had completely forgotten. And when I wrote my score prediction down, it was forgetting that Kamara was back. So I've now crossed out my original score prediction. I've still got 4 Bucks wing. What was that?
Flipped it around.
Not quite. I'm still going for a Bucks win, but I think it's going to be close, because I think Kamara is going to cause us some issues. I'm going 27-24 for the Bucks.
Okay. Another Bucks win then, but close. Mariana?
Well, I'm kind of looking at the fact that last week the Saints had a big lead and then managed to give it all away. So I think the Saints run out to like a 14-0 lead, but then we crush them after that, and we end up winning 35-14, and that puts us top of the division.
Oh, that'd be good, wouldn't it? Bragging rights. I guess if we can get some turnovers, you know, like you say, that will be the momentum changer. That was the fact. Game one and two, we got more turnovers and didn't give the ball away. And game three was the opposite. So I got a lot of stick last week for saying that the Eagles were going to win. I was right. But that's neither here nor there. So, exactly. No one likes being right, unfortunately. So I'm going to take the politician's answer. 17-all. It's going to be a tie. I realize that's a lot of overtime to get through, but I think maybe at the end of regulation, it might be 17 or overtime could be who wins the coin toss. But I think it's going to be super close. I think it's going to be this for me is America's game of the week. Never mind whoever the Cowboys are playing. This is going to be the game I think that people are going to want to watch and see the highlights from. So you heard it here.
You are. If it's going to be 17 all. You're going to need a lot of drinking Edinburgh to get you through that one.
Oh, listen, if he's going to Edinburgh with Graham Reed, I will guarantee, and ask him at the beginning of the game, it'll be able to score more.
He
than
wants to meet in the afternoon. I'm going to be asleep. Does he know me?
We all know you. The words go together, horse and dark, is the one that I think.
Break out the Jägermeister. Anyway, different story. Okay, so thank you, guys. Let us know in the chat. Give us some comments. Tell us what you think the score is going to be. Tell us how you think it's going to shake down, and we'll let you know if you're right. Mariana, Alex, Phil, thank you ever so much. We will see you next week for episode 102. Until then, thank you ever so much for watching, being the best members of the best club in the world, and we'll see you soon. Go Bucks!
Go Bucks.
Go Bucks.